Flanagan's Troubles in a Restaurant by Steve Porter, Edison Record.
If you listen for a week or two, I won't detain you long. Here, 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 Professor, don't do whatever hurts you. After that, I'll not sing it, I'll tell it. Well, sir, I went into a restaurant the other day. The waiter brought me in a plate of soup. Just when I took a spoonful of it, he says to me, "It looks like rain." I says, "Yes, it looks like rain, but it tastes like carbolic acid. Bring me some fish." I took a taste of the fish, and I says to the waiter, "Here, this fish ain't as fresh as some I had here 3 weeks ago." "That's funny," says he. "It's a piece off of the same fish." I called another waiter, and I says to him, "Have you got any fresh fish?" "I don't know," says he. "I've only been working here 2 weeks." Then I says to him, "Do you serve lobster?" "Certainly," says he. "What'll you have?" "That'll do you," says I. "I want two hard-boiled eggs and don't get fresh." Well, he didn't. I opened one of the eggs and he says to me, "Will I open the other egg?" I says, "No, open the window." "What's the matter?" says he. "Ain't they cooked long enough?" "They are," says I, "but not soon enough." There was a doctor sitting next to me and I asked him if Welsh rarebits were unhealthy. "I don't know," says he. "I never attended one." Then I asked him if oysters were unhealthy. He says, "I don't know. I never heard one complain." I asked the waiter what else he had. He says, "Well, I got calves, brains, frogs, legs, chicken liver, pig feet." I says, "Hold on. Don't tell me your troubles. Tell them to the doctor. Is that all you've got to eat here?" He says, "I haven't got to eat here. I only work here." Then I had a steak. I didn't like it and I asked him to change it to a ham sandwich. "I'm no sleight of hand performer," says he, "but tell me, you want to eat it here or take it home?" "Both," says I. When I was going out, he says to me, "I hope you're satisfied. We get the best of everything here." I says, "Yes, I'm satisfied you got the best of me, all right." He says, "Well, we raise everything we eat here." I says, "I don't doubt it. I expect to do the same." "All right, Professor, pass the condensed milk." Now, if you go in a restaurant and want to feed your face and only have a very little cash, you're bound to get a bit of everything that's in the place. If you'll only order corned beef hash.